Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, January 29th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Poland's president and prime minister have congratulated former NATO official Piotr Paweł on winning the Czech Republic's presidential election. Paweł, a former army chief, defeated ex-prime minister Andrej Babiš by a decisive margin yesterday in the second round of the Czech presidential vote. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki congratulated Paweł on Saturday, saying in a post that the Polish-Czech partnership is the guarantor of our region's safety. In a tweet and later phone call, Polish President Andrzej Duda also sent congratulations and greetings from Poland and invited Paweł to visit Warsaw. Paweł, a 61-year-old retired general running for office for the first time, won the Czech presidency with a campaign featuring strong backing for NATO and the European Union and support for aid to Ukraine. Earlier this week, Paweł declared that he would travel to Poland for his second foreign trip as president after a visit to neighboring Slovakia. The entrance to the Naval Museum in Gdynia now boasts an intriguing new display, large propellers from the destroyer Błyskawica. Each propeller is made of brass and weighs approximately 6.5 tons. Thanks to them, the destroyer Błyskawica was one of the fastest units in its class during its heyday. The propellers were previously part of the museum's open-air exhibition, but officials decided to move them and create a permanent display in front of the building to attract attention. According to Aleksander Gosk, deputy director of the museum, the propellers were also moved to make way for a new addition to the museum's open-air exhibitions. The museum plans to add the historic submarine Sokol, which helped the Polish armed forces to defend, protect, and patrol the Polish coast until 2018, to the outdoor exhibition area this year. The vessel will reportedly be located adjacent to the walking path and close to the outdoor exhibition area. Gdańsk residents celebrated the 412th birthday of famous Gdańsk astronomer Jan Heweliusz in a series of workshops yesterday at the Hevelenium Center. Participants made simple telescopes out of paper and specially prepared optical lenses based on Heweliusz's work, and were later treated to an exhibition of long exposure pictures of the night sky and the cosmos. A replica of the instrument designed and used by Jan Heweliusz was also on display at the center. The mechanically and optically identical copy was built by Dr. Maciej Nowacki, an enthusiast of 17th-century optical instruments. According to event coordinator Dorota Ciemna, the Hevelenium Center is primarily intended to popularize science, with events like the celebration of Heweliusz's birthday a chance to try and show what this science looks like in real life. Cities and towns across Poland will be celebrating the finale of Wosp, or the annual Great Orchestra of Christmas Charity, tonight. This year's fundraiser, which is now in its 31st year, will raise money to support treatment and the early diagnosis of the bacterial infection that causes sepsis. Various celebrities, including football star Robert Lewandowski and tennis icons Iga Świątek and Hubert Hurkacz, have pitched in by putting up personal items for the charity auction. Local auctions include a chance to name cheetahs at the Gdańsk Zoo, feed seals at the University of Gdańsk Marine Station, attend a Lechia Gdańsk Radomiak Radom game as a VIP, take guided tours of the new town hall or the tunnel under the Martwa Wisła, or win an assortment of gifts from signed sports memorabilia to a pressed amber fountain pen. Some 1,000 volunteers will be out on the streets of Gdańsk today collecting donations, with shows, ceramic workshops, and a lottery set to begin around 4 p.m. at Ulica Elektrików. The festivities will be followed by concerts at Club B90, with the headliner Kasia Kowalska set to go on stage at 7:45 p.m. tonight. More information on today's events, including special trams and free transport options, can be found on the City of Gdańsk website.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold, with a freezing rain and drizzle warning active throughout the day and a strong breeze coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will remain just above freezing, starting out with lows of 1 degree centigrade or 34 degrees Fahrenheit, before climbing to a high of 3 degrees centigrade or 38 degrees Fahrenheit during the day. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with an increasing chance of rain or snow on Monday and Tuesday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.